Lord, may these words of my mouth, these meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. We started in Genesis last Thursday morning and are concluding in Revelation today, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but I realized that on Friday morning, I was going to come back and touch on something that happened early in that service, and then it eluded me, and I forgot to do it. And so I want to come back to touch on it now. Remember the story of the three visitors, also from Genesis, to Abraham and Sarah. And remember Sarah's laughter. Were you, like me, completely surprised and overtaken by that hilarity? It's genuine faux hilaron hilarity. It's the hilarity that can only come from the Lord, can only come from above. I was so startled with that whole concept because it changed the way I'll hear Genesis, that story in Genesis of the three visitors, for the rest of my life. Because I've always projected onto Sarah unbelief, disbelief, cynicism, sarcasm, just every dark thing that's in me, I've projected on her in that story. And there's something so powerful about letting the characters in Scripture breathe and be who they really are. And in that story, we saw the hospitality of Abraham and Sarah towards the three visitors, and then, of course, unbelievable, hospitable words of prophecy and promise back from the three visitors to them. Bruce Coburn has a song, and I can't remember which song it is, but has a powerful line in it that says, "I want to kick at the darkness until it bleeds daylight." I want to kick at the darkness till it bleeds daylight. This world, because of sin and death, has become a terribly inhospitable place. And we've been talking about the power of hospitality along with worship to help re-Edenize the world. A few sessions back, Jeff Barker came here directly from Israel, and the first evening that I saw him at, I guess it was the opening convocation, he walked up to me and he reached in his pocket and he pulled out this little rock. I may have shown it to you before. And he said, "Have you ever been to the Valley of Elah in Israel?" "I've never been to Israel." "Nope, haven't been there, Jeff." And he said, "Well, I just came back." And he said, "What I have brought you is a smooth stone from the Valley of Elah." Now, I don't know if this was one of the stones that David had in his pouch when he slew Goliath or not. I've let my grandkids handle it. The David and Goliath story is one of their favorite stories in all of Scripture. They love to hold this stone and imagine that maybe this was the one that took down the giant. Well, in taking down the giant of the inhospitable nature of this world, let me assure you that hospitality is one of the stones that can help take that giant down. Now, some of us probably have the gift of hospitality. I probably have some measure of that. Probably comes from having parents who were very hospitable. You may have the gift of hospitality. Someone next to you may. But it's just like evangelism. Not everybody has the gift of evangelism, but we can all be more evangelistic. Not everybody has the gift of generosity or liberality, but we can all be more generous and more liberal. Not everybody has the gift of hospitality, but we can all become more hospitable. Think about what was going on back there in Genesis when we began the beginning of this series. God began creating the heavens and the earth. We don't really know exactly what that looks like, but Peter says that he made it out of some watery substance. I think it's 2 Peter 3. He was working with some watery substance. There are references in Scripture to out of the depth, out of the deep, the profundis. Did you ever see the Terrence Malick film, The Tree of Life? Anybody see that? Tree of Life, a few years back. There are some creation sequences in that film where Malick is imagining what the creation event may have looked like. Fierce cosmic forces at work. Chaos. God bringing order out of chaos. Bringing light to order the darkness. Depending on your theology, he took six long, hard days of work, maybe six different eons of days to make that. I don't know what was happening time-wise back then. But God went to a lot of trouble to make the place that his living creatures and humankind were going to inhabit. He was very hospitable, made that paradise garden a beautiful place, starting with, I don't know, was it a big bang? I don't know what it was. But he did something grand and fierce. And what came out of it was the garden paradise that was a place of beauty and hospitality that our forebears lived in. Then, when Jesus, having been among us for 33 years and 3 years teaching and showing us how to live and telling us how to live, demonstrating how to live, then just before he leaves us, he says, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. Well, for generations, people understood the words that described what Jesus did was carpentry, that he worked in wood. More recent studies are suggesting, you know, there's not a lot of forestry around there, and those same words that describe what he did could as accurately be translated stone cutting. What do we think has been going on for 2,000 years? 2,000 years of carpentry? 2,000 years of stonemasonry? What is this new city going to look like? What's it going to look like? Is it going to be kind of a cosmic sci-fi version of the garden where everything is finally brought together? What do you imagine it's going to look like? Is it going to be some kind of idyllic version of the peaceable kingdom? Whatever it's going to look like, this new Jerusalem, and I like the description in Hebrews 12. It talks about people. It talks about people and the angelic order. I like to think it's going to involve a whole lot of faces. The faces of people, the faces of Adam and Eve, the faces of Abraham and Sarah, the faces of the three visitors, of Ruth, of Naomi, of Boaz, the face of Cyrenush, the faces of Tertullian and Athanasius, the faces of Ambrose and Chrysostom. All who've come down through the ages will make up that new Jerusalem. We don't know what it looks like, but I have an idea that the hospitality is going to be beyond anything we have ever imagined. And I'll bet you that we're going to go back and forth between different kinds of responses, like the ones described in I Can Only Imagine, the song I Can Only Imagine, to just prostration, silence, hilarity. Our responses will not be able to be contained because it's not entered into our imaginations. Our eyes haven't seen an example. Our best illustrators can't come up with one. Our ears haven't heard what it's going to be like. We won't know. But the hospitality will be incredible. And the Lord invites us in to participate in that work of hospitality, to bring that garden experience, just like Ruth brought it to Naomi in her old age. Just like Boaz blessed Ruth and Naomi with it, the Lord invites us to be swept up in it and to bless each other and bless all whom we meet with it in His name and to His glory. Please stand for the prayers. And Dan Sharp is going to lead us in Bemi Yesu, and I think that Jim has a word of introduction to give us a bit of context.
This song comes to us from the Yoruba people of Nigeria. Nigeria, as you know, has been beset by the terror of Boko Haram. One of our students lives in the northeast area of Nigeria, Emmanuel. I invite you, as we sing this song, to pray for not just those in Nigeria who are in the way of harm, but those all over the globe who are suffering from the oppression of terror. And as we sing this, Jesse is going to be reading the scripture from Psalm 13, which starts off, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" A common plea among God's people throughout the last 3,000-4,000 years. But then it moves to petition, and it ends in praise. Dan will lead us as we do this. And as we sing this, please let your prayers go up for all those around the globe and even those in this room who are facing persecution and oppression.
I'll ask you to look at the cross as you sing. There's things we do with our hands as well. You'll find that very easy to do.